learn a bit from the worldlings. How is that with today and the Mass with the Sacred Heart in honor of the first Friday of the month and the upcoming of Advent and things like that? How is it that we can really learn something from the world and the worldlings of the world? Well, what do we see around us all the time now? We see everybody to our minds, as you know, if we think liturgically speaking, we see everybody jumping the gun already. They automatically jump to that celebration of Christmas. It's something that I know that all of you, knowing me very well, know that I try to champion Advent every year. It's such an important liturgical season, almost broken records, like it seems. And so, you know, that idea of them jumping forward to Christmas now, we're at the beginning of December, and they had already jumped to that point already. You know, that's something that can be a cause, at least for me anyways, of minor frustration and you know, just kind of grumbliness, if you will. But there's something to be learned even from that. Why do we see them jump forward in that way? Well, it's because they do have, on some rudimentary level, a desire after Christmas. And whenever their mind conceives of that great holy day on for themselves, it's certainly, you know, not the birth of Christ any longer, or if it is, it's you know, a secondary or tertiary, you know, point for them. It's not the main purpose of why they look forward to Christmas. But there is some sort of natural good that they're longing after. Whether it be on the base level, which seems to be more and more prominent now, that of materialism and looking after gifts, and you know, people waiting out on the, you know, long hours like fools on, you know, sleeping on the sidewalk for Black Friday or something like that, and everything based around pure materialism, or looking forward to just eating a good meal like it's a secondary Thanksgiving on that day. Or perhaps the motive's a little higher in regards, still natural, but higher in the fact that people see it as an opportunity to spend time with loved ones and family and kind of take time to remind themselves of what's important in their lives in that way. You know, those are their mindset, their goals, and they see that as a good, something to be looked forward to, something to be celebrated and attained. And they look at that, and they keep it before them, day in and day out during this period. You can't go anywhere and not hear Christmas music. You can't go to the grocery store and not have people ringing bells for charity. You can't go into some place and not see lights and decorations already. They keep it before them all the time because they like that. And they're looking for and working towards that day, even though it's purely natural. Well, we as Catholics, we have to learn something from that. Not that we should join in the early revelry when we know that there's a real holiness to the season of Advent, but we learn, being spiritually minded, that if we are seeking after the ultimate high point, the ultimate goal in everything, that if we're searching after God Himself, and we're going to work towards that end, we need to keep it before us regularly. By our regular practice of devotion, by our regular practice of the spiritual life, by trying to better ourselves in those areas, by increasing in small ways prayer and increasing, you know, works of charity and things like that, then we grow spiritually. and we grow ourselves a little bit closer to God. But in order for us to actually do those things, it takes a constant effort on our part. Think of it. If you have some natural goal in mind in your life, what do? You work towards that end. If my goal is to become very good at my job, then I'm going to read up on all the different aspects and keep that information fresh in my mind, so I'm the one with all the answers to the questions and problems that come up in my workspace. If I'm going to work towards being better at a certain skill or a certain activity, then I'll find myself, you know, practicing that again and again and learning, you know, good techniques towards something. Or, you know, if it's some sort of, you know, physical activity, then I'll find myself in the gym, or I find myself, you know, just working and striving after that. Not fun, not enjoyable things necessarily. Hard work, sweat, blood, effort, constant. If my goal is to get to heaven, if my goal is to find Christ, it takes that same type of effort day in and day out. As we talked about on Sunday, not perfect today. I'm not even close to perfect today. I won't be tomorrow, but I can take a little bit closer by hard work and effort. And Advent is the season for us to make a little bit more progress than perhaps we normally do, because it is that penitential season. The Sacred Heart of our Lord is the Mass that we say today. It's the first Friday of the month of December, and we see Sunday as the start of Advent. And with that Sacred Heart Mass, what do we see of our Lord? His longing and the desire for us to be redeemed, for us to be in heaven. That's why he loves us so much. His heart is inflamed with fire, yet also surrounded with thorns and pierced, because that work of redemption took effort, took striving, took pain, took taking one step at a time up the hill. And for us, our goal to get closer to God is because we also love Him, just like he loves us, just not to the same extent, obviously, he's God. But we love him. We want to get closer to him. And the only thing is to follow in the footsteps, in a way, of something that takes effort, that takes working at, that takes sacrifice. Advent is that time when we get to all on our own, with no influence from, you know, okay, we have to fast, or we have to abstain from meat, or we have to, you know, there's certain, you know, what are things that we have to do that, like Lent has to it. But rather, Advent is a time where the door is wide open. Pick your sacrifice. Pick what is going to be best suited for you, so you could take one step further, one step closer, and keep that goal before you. We don't have our manger set up. We don't have our lights put up. We don't have those visual reminders of what we yearn for in the way of Christmas. But we know that that point of coming and seeing our Lord in the manger on that very happy day of the Nativity of our Lord is a joyous, wonderful occasion. And for us to truly appreciate that, we get there by making good Advent. And all of that is merely symbolic of the greater picture. Coming ultimately to Christ on the day of our judgment, on the day of our death, coming ultimately to him for eternity in heaven, by a lifetime working towards that goal here on earth. So we really can learn something from how much the worldlings keep their goal before them. Their goal of toys, their goal of football, their goal of even family, all things that they want on that day. Yet for us, our goal is just a bit higher. But just like them, we have to work for it and strive after it one day at a time. May God bless you.